I'm sitting here with Miss Judy Rice. Fly to Learn is the program, as well as Tom. And you guys run the Fly to Learn program, and we also have Tim, and you're with the Kentucky Institute for Aerospace Education. So, and you're just about ready to implement their program, is that right?
That's correct.
So why don't we start with a little bit about what the program is, if you can tell me. Fly to Learn, powered by X-Plane, right?
That's great. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
Good morning, world. And I would just like to share with everyone, Mel is my roommate.
Lucky, anyway, lucky
that's
you.
That's right. And I am Judy Rice. I'm executive director of Fly to Learn, powered by X-Plane. It's wonderful to be working with Tom Dubik. Tom is co-founder to Fly to Learn, and he is also an educator. We work with Randy Witt. Randy is partner to X-Plane, and he is co-founder to Fly to Learn. Tom, would you like me to start? Fly to Learn, powered by X-Plane, is a powerful, powerful real-world learning experience to STEM. And STEM, for you pilot brains out there, is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It takes the simulator X-Plane. If you've not seen X-Plane, go to Building B. You owe it to yourself. Go to Building B, look at X-Plane, then go over to KidVenture for the real experience of Fly to Learn. So it takes the simulator program. It also has a component called Plane Maker in it. And Tom has done a marvelous job on writing a middle school program. Kids design 5 airfoils in Plane Maker and they fly it in the X-Plane program.
Yes, we, as everybody knows who uses X-Plane, there's a lot of tools in X-Plane to design different airplanes in aviation. So we wanted to bring that into the classroom. So we've had the good fortune to work with the folks at X-Plane to develop a program that you can put in, a low-cost program to bring in your schools to use it. And we're particularly excited to be working with the folks in Kentucky to get it implemented in their schools.
Now, PlaneMaker is the add-on, or I guess a little sister program that allows people to design their own aircraft for use in X-Plane, correct?
Correct.
And yes. So you use this as an engineering tool.
Yes, and this PlaneMaker is actually used by industry as well as proof of concept. So it's a real tool that's used in industry to design airplanes.
So this is preparing kids to actually use this in on-the-job situations once they get into aerospace engineering courses or the like in college.
Correct.
Or in high school. That's right. And I'm Tim Smith. I'm the executive director of the Kentucky Institute for Aerospace Education. Our students at the high school level will use PlaneMaker to design and build wings in the Wing Design Challenge, as well as the Real World Design Challenge, which is another aeronautical engineering challenge that's national.
Tim, would you share with all the listeners why you want to use Fly to Learn powered by X-Plane?
Well, there are a couple of reasons we're interested in using and really moving, transitioning to X-Plane and Fly to Learn. And one of those is the real need for an up-to-date flight simulator. We implement 5 career pathways in 14 high schools in the state of Kentucky, and all of them are doing aeronautics and flight, so our students can actually earn their private pilot's license in 14 high schools in Kentucky.
In high school.
And all of our pathways have college connections, so they're taking aeronautical engineering as a senior in high school. So these tools are going to allow us to not only model an aircraft, but actually fly it in a virtual environment. So we'll be able to see and do some test flights on certain types of airplanes.
Well, I can imagine that that's also an opportunity for high school kids to get a little bit out of the box from the run-of-the-mill courses that are offered.
You're right, and what exactly happens in our model is it's like doubling up in science and math. So not only are they getting more physics and more mathematics, they're also becoming career ready. So being college ready and career ready is a big thing in the schools these days.
But this starts for kids as young as junior high, correct?
That is very correct.
So what kind of opportunities are there?
We actually, with fourth and fifth graders, do a basic science of flight. Mm-hmm. So we can introduce the kids concepts of flight and show them the lift vectors. They understand really what a stall is, and actually it's useful for pilots of any age, frankly. And then in middle school, we expand upon that. We add an engineering component, where the kids actually calculate aspect ratio, wing loading, power loading. By the 10th lesson, go through the steps of designing and flying the virtual airplane. Again, using tools that's used in industry, based on good science.
I can imagine the kids probably grab onto this, what we call scary fast.
Correct.
We chase them out of the classroom. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go gathering the kids. They want to come do it. And it's exciting because the program is such, and the programs that Tim is working on are going to be available in other schools. And the fact that we can scale it, the cost of it is very inexpensive to get it into a classroom. And to get aviation in a classroom, when traditionally it's been difficult to do in the past, is really exciting.
And as a sim, it's very economical. So
yes.
Well, in Kentucky, we implemented our first flight camp this summer, and we've been doing private pilot with a number of students throughout the last couple of years, but this year we ran a solo flight camp, and all of them solo between 6 and 8 hours.
Wow.
That's amazing. And the reason for it is they're using simulators. The students.
So they soloed in the actual aircraft.
They soloed in the actual aircraft.
After just 6 to 8 hours from having done the simulator.
Well, 6 to 8 hours. They've been doing the simulator from freshman year up to junior year.
Wow.
So they simulate everything. So when they get into the airplane and the instructor goes, okay, today we're going to do a power-off stall, they're going to know what a power-off stall is because they've been immersed in that environment in a simulator. They've done it hundreds of times. And when they get in the actual aircraft, then they're going to know those techniques and processes.
And how long has this been going on? How long have you guys been working on the Fly to Learn program?
For over 3 years right now.
And have you noticed, has it evolved? Has it become informed by some of the students that you've had through? How has it changed?
Absolutely. It's been beta tested over and over. True engineering process. Reiterate, we do it. We're excited about working with Tim and the high school program and how we can strengthen it. Tim has a wonderful contest he's using where they design a wing. Radio-controlled airplanes are brought in. They get to keep the entire plane but the wing. They throw the wing away, and they design a new wing to do a certain challenge. Well, with X-Plane and PlaneMaker, you're able to record a lot of data on that. There's 133 different data points. So we can do a real analysis. And just like in the real world of engineering, where no one builds anything without first building the simulation product of it, that's what the kids can do.
And they actually, in some of the programs, do they actually end up building a model aircraft
yes.
from this?
And we're real excited that AMA is also working with us now. We're in the beginning discussions with them to build small foam planes that a middle school could do. And really, we can approach the non-aviation community with some of these projects. So it's very easy for the schools to implement.
It's really exciting also. We provide teacher training. It's very user-friendly. We have teachers with no aviation background, and we enhance that. We help them understand how they can bring it into their science, their math, especially engineering. Engineering into the classroom, and that's a very difficult topic to bring into the classroom, and Tim is really nodding his head. And in addition, we have an aviation challenge, another component to this, where teachers on February 23rd virtually will participate with their students in this challenge. Teachers are provided an engraved, the teacher, not the classroom or the school, is provided an engraved iPad if she wins, and her students will be provided a very nice certificate.
So it's a nice middle school activity. Robots are getting a lot of excitement, as they should, but here's a chance for aviation. So we have a middle school contest where the kids design their own plane that delivers the greatest amount of payload using the least amount of fuel in the least amount of time. We're really very excited about that. We will not only have schools here in the United States doing it, but we're in several countries now, and we expect them to participate.
Well, and as a woman in aviation, one of the things that I have always sort of recognized is that it's a matter of opportunity mm-hmm. rather than ability or interest. And this sounds like exactly the kind of thing that can present this opportunity to a lot more young girls than
Absolutely.
Some of the other avenues. Have you seen a nice influx, a good balance of interest?
We have here in Kentucky, and we're actually a finalist for a U.S. Department of Education $3 million grant to implement these kind of programs and really examine underrepresented groups, and gender is one of those groups that we're really pushing. My daughter actually has been here for 3 years, so she's going to be one of those that are going to jump right in. And it's opportunities, like you said, it's letting them know that it's okay to be be in aerospace. And once they jump in, they...
And how to get into it.
That's right. And they need models, of course, and that sort of thing. But giving them the okay, it's okay to get dirty, turn the wrench, and they're just jumping in both feet. And we're pretty excited about that.
And it is okay to do math, and it is okay to do science, and you can do this. Partnerships are crucial, such as the partnership with Dr. Tim and his Kentucky Institute. We have many partners coming on board as they're aware that the missing E is Fly to Learn, powered by X-Plane.
Well, now, where can people find you here on the field if they want to come check this out?
We have a booth over at Kids Venture, so they can try it hands-on, try it out right there. We have a booth over in... X-Plane has a booth in Hangar B and 228, 229.
And for folks on the web that don't have... Oh, yes.
Well, the Institute, we're actually here. Gamma hosts us every year. We're very excited. Gamma and Build a Plane. We're hosted right next to Aircraft Spruce Pavilion. So
there's quite a few places to come
right.
Check this out.
And we also want to thank Build a Plane for sponsoring our event challenge. And they're doing a great job matching up airplanes with schools.
You got a website?
Yeah, Fly to Learn, www.flytolearn.com.
Okay, thank you very much. And Kentucky?
KIAE.org.
Fantastic. Well, Tim, Tom, Judy, thank you very much for being here with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.